Community Voices with Ron Holland. In-depth analysis, thought-provoking, and hard-hitting. Community Voices with Ron Holland. Giving you an opportunity to share what's on your mind and in your heart. Community Voices with Ron Holland. On Praise 100.9 and 92.7, Charlotte's Inspiration Station. And a good morning to you. Welcome to Community Voices. I'm your host, Ron Holland. We have a great show for you today. Diabetes, heart disease, sickle cell, depression are among a host of illnesses that have a significant impact on the Black community. In fact, according to the American Diabetes Association, 4.9 million African American adults, or 18.7% of all African Americans 20 years of age, have diagnosed or undiagnosed diabetes, compared to 7.1% of non-Hispanic white Americans. Every 17 seconds, someone in the United States is diagnosed with diabetes, according to the ADA. And the direct and indirect costs to treat diabetes is well over $200 billion a year. You want to know the first steps in combating diabetes and other illnesses impacting our community? Well, my guests have some answers. Joining me this morning is Marilyn Green, president of the Gastonia Alumni Chapter of the Delta Sigma Theta Sorority. Also joining me is Taretha Jones, nurse, RN, and teacher. Ladies, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I just want the audience to know, the listeners to know, that we are having a really great time here in the studio. These ladies are absolutely off the chain. Is that how sororities are? I mean, you come in and you just take over the whole place.
Well, what can we say? We are the Deltas of Gastonia.
That's right.
And you said it with such distinction.
Well, we having a good time. Hi, everybody. What's up, Gastonia?
Hi.
Is that what you were taught?
I know you don't do shout-outs, but we got to give a shout-out to the Gastonia Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority.
Do you have like a screech at the end?
Well, we ain't going to do the screech.
Now, before we get into the health fair, and again, I am excited about you ladies coming in to talk about the health fair because it really is important. But I want to delve in to Delta Sigma Theta. Talk a little bit about the history of Delta Sigma Theta in your sorority, because you have 200,000 members all across the country.
Yes.
So talk about that rich history.
Okay. Well, I'll go first. Hello, everyone. I am Marilyn Green. I'm the president of the Gastonia Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated. And anytime I get an opportunity to talk about my sorority and my chapter, I'm going to do that. Ron don't know what he's gotten into, because we might be here all day.
Well, you did make an emphasis on incorporated.
Wow. We just want to say, first of all, thank you to Sara Olympia D and Mr. Ron Holland for even allowing us to be here, to be on the radio. And our sorority is very close to 300,000 sorority sisters around the United States and the world. We're in places like Germany, Japan, Bermuda, and we just go on and on. So we are a national nonprofit organization. We have just celebrated 102 years.
Wow.
And we are just having an awesome time doing what we do in the community. We were founded in 1913 by 22 women who saw the need way back then to go out into the community and make an impact with our young people.
You know your history well. You didn't bat an eye.
Really?
You're not looking down at notes. I mean, wow. You really know the history. You know, one of the interesting things, I am so fascinated with the history, because Delta is involved in a bevy of different projects in the community. And my bailiwick has been politics. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I was able to do is read the history of Delta and see how much involved you are in politics.
Right.
Talk a little bit about that, because the interesting thing is we have a midterm election coming up.
Yes. We are very, very big with voter election. I mean, come on, North Carolina. We know what's going on in North Carolina. And so just recently we were at an NAACP banquet where we're talking about and getting people registered to vote and letting people know what your rights are. Don't be fooled, North Carolina. Okay?
Uh-oh.
And when you see the red, the ladies in the red, we're about getting you registered, getting you to the polls. We got a major election coming up. So that's what we're about, Ron.
Yeah. Now, what has been some of the biggest challenges you have in educating our community about the legislative process?
I guess just getting people, just making sure that they know, that they're aware of their rights. A lot of people think one thing and believe something else.
Yeah,
and we're about making sure you know what information is out there, where to go, where the meetings are, where the workshops are, you know, putting people in contact with other people, making sure we network with everyone. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what we do in the community. We want people to know their rights. We want people to come out. When you hear there's something going on, you need to be out. You need to be out there. We want people to say, oh, here they come. They're in their red. Here they come. We're about business.
Yeah. Yes. In terms of the midterm elections, is there an effort right now to get folks out to vote?
Yes, there is. My chapter, the Gastonia chapter, we are going to be working really hard the next couple of weeks to make sure we do something with voter registration. Mm-hmm. And just link up with other people that are working, you know, to get people out, other organizations, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, to make sure that you know your rights and that you do come out to vote. The last election, we were able to register people, pick them up, take them to the polls. That's what the Deltas do. That's what we're going to continue to do that. So we're going to be working very soon to make sure they know that we'll come pick them up if we have to, to make sure they get out there and vote.
Now, one of the other things that I was excited about is the Delta Academy, and it's targeted toward young ladies.
Yes.
You know, my daughter's 18. She's graduating high school, and Lord have mercy, I don't know what she wants to do. She's talking about going to the clubs. I'm trying to explain to her, when you go to college, it's not about the clubs. It's not about the high heels.
No.
So talk a little bit about Delta Academy and the importance of that academy.
Delta Academy and GEMS. Delta Academy is a mentoring program for our young ladies, and it's for middle school age girls from 6th to 8th grade. And then we also have Delta GEMS, which is 9th grade through 12th grade girls. And what we do is we mentor these young ladies, you know, let them know they can come to us if they need help in math, that they need help with social skills, if they need help just with anything, you know, applying for college applications, applying for financial aid. And then what we do is we keep them in our program until they become seniors and they're able to apply for college scholarships. And I mean, we take these girls to college campuses and let them get a feel for college life. Yes, more than wearing the high heels and having a good time and going to parties. And so we take them to let them, you know, go ahead and get a feel for that. So it's one of our, we're extremely proud of our Delta Academy and GEMS program.
Yeah. Now, Tarifa, one of the interesting things, now, you are an educator as well.
Yes.
But you're also a nurse, which is a very important function in our community. But when you are teaching our young folks, I was reading the Casey Foundation. It was a report in the Washington Post, and it talks about 4 of every 5 students who come from low-income households don't meet proficiency requirements. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about some of the challenges you have as a nurse when you are encountering individuals who want a higher education, but they are having some difficulty in that area. Mm-hmm. See, you didn't expect that question, did you?
She know that answer, though. She know that answer.
I'm in a year's
Is this a serious topic? It is.
Yeah.
It is a serious topic, but...
Come closer to the microphone. Were you stumped at all with the question? See, listen, we here at... Well,
you're going back to nursing.
See, we here at Praise 100.9, we here at the radio station, we have a really great time. But again, as a parent, as someone who is really concerned about education, because that really is important to me and obviously important to the Deltas, we have a significant problem with children who simply cannot read. And so when they are coming to you and there's some difficulty even grasping the information that you're trying to convey, I'm certain that has some problems for you as well.
Mm-hmm. It really does have problems for me as well. Mm-hmm. And I'm with the high schoolers. Mm-hmm. I teach 9th through 12th graders. Mm-hmm. And so when you see it at that age group, it's very touching.
Yeah.
It's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
What we do all we can to help these students, back them up, just tutoring them, being there for them after school, after school hours, contacting parents, and just trying to get them on the right track. Mm-hmm. Different programs that's available for them. And we just do all we can.
Right. Now, see, you're here at the radio station with a nursing uniform on. So now we're going to transition to health fair.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, yeah.
I'm excited about this because we have some significant problems with health in our community. Talk a little bit about why this is important to Delta.
This is very important to Delta. We look at the community as a whole, mm-hmm. and we see how many in the community, they're not, as far as for well-being, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of people, individuals think that I have to be sick to go to the doctor.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of individuals out there now that even if they're sick, they're not going to the doctor to take care of
right.
themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're having a health fair to help as far as for preventing mm-hmm. different
That's right.
diseases, illnesses. At our health fair, we'll have diabetic screening mm-hmm. for your blood sugar, screening blood sugar, blood pressure. We're also doing HIV screening. Mm-hmm. We're doing a lot of education with different resources that we have available mm-hmm. In the community. And that's even, we have access that will be there. Mm-hmm. And they're for family and children, encouraging the family to knowing that there are resources for counseling,
yep.
Depression, yep. just whatever problems that they have.
Right, right. Heart disease, diabetes,
yes.
high blood pressure, sickle cell,
mm-hmm.
all of these diseases,
right,
although
yes.
not exclusive to the Black community, but they are certainly leading causes of death in our community.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well, it is.
Are we as a country dedicating enough resources to these issues?
I think we're getting better.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're getting better, and people are doing, you know, a lot more concern and a lot more, you know, taking advantages of the free resources or just information out there. It's better than it used to be, but I still think we could do a lot more in the healthcare. And so that's one of the reasons the Gastonia chapter is promoting this health fair, is because we're trying to just enlighten people that there are things out there you could be doing. There
yeah.
are free services out there that you could take advantage of.
Right.
And we're going to continue to do that, and we're going to shout it from the radio station. We're going to do whatever we can to make sure that just things like depression,
yeah.
you need to be talking about that. You need
yeah.
to be finding out where do you need to go. And so we're going to have people there to talk to you about the symptoms of depression.
Mm-hmm.
Like Teresa said, diabetes is on the rise.
Yeah, yeah.
And you could be walking around not knowing you're diabetic. You need to find out what your numbers are, what your glucose readings are. And so we're going to start doing better with the community and educating them on what to look for and, you know, what have we got to do, Ron? So we're excited. This is our second year doing this.
Mm-hmm,
we're
mm-hmm.
going to keep doing it because it's working.
Why is it so difficult for Black men particularly? Why are they so,
mm-hmm.
why are we so averse to going to see the doctor?
I know. It's like pulling teeth with the Black man I live with at home, my husband. It's like pulling teeth.
You going to call your husband out?
I'm going to call him out. We have to call him out on this one. Uh-huh. I guess it's the fear of not knowing. Like,
yeah.
you don't want to know. I'm all right. I feel all right. But you need to go check. I want you around for your grandchildren, for
That's
your
right. yeah.
to walk your daughter down the aisle. I want you around, so I want you to go check on this.
Right,
and
right.
I just think that when you check on things before it gets so bad,
yeah.
you got a chance of, you know, catching
that
it early.
Preventative care.
Right,
right.
That's
right.
what it's about. And we got to do better in that area.
And interestingly, there are a whole bevy of new technologies,
Absolutely.
New innovations, things
yes.
that will make you a bit more comfortable.
Absolutely.
I remember a few years back when I had to do a prostate exam.
Yes, yes.
And every time I think about that.
You don't want to do it, but.
Can your fingers be a little shorter?
I know. I mean, yeah, women have to go through we have to go through things too, and
yeah,
we like,
yeah.
I don't want to do this,
yeah.
but I know I should.
Yeah, absolutely. But I find it so fascinating that we are still averse to it. And one of the interesting components about being averse is that for a long time in
yeah.
the Black community,
yeah.
we still have a problem with picking and choosing which doctor
yes.
or, you know, who we should be going to see.
That's right. That's
you know,
right.
there's still that color issue
it
that
is.
We have a problem with.
Yeah.
Did you want to address that? I know that's a controversial question.
That's one.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think, you know, I'm particular about who sees me. I'm going to check you out and all
yeah.
of that. But I think the bigger issue is go somewhere. Yeah, get to somebody's office and check on yourself and check on, you know, your family.
I told my wife, I said, listen, I am going to be intentional. I love my doctor, but I'm going to find a doctor with shorter fingers.
Right. Okay. I'm okay with that.
I'm sorry. I just had to throw that one out
there. Okay, let us know when you found one.
Just spread the word.
But, you know, I want to address one question, and that is diabetes.
Uh-huh.
And obviously, it is prevalent in our community. But what I have a hang up on is the word sugar.
Yeah.
And I've always been a proponent of eradicating the word sugar from diabetes.
Right.
It seems as if we minimize the real impact of diabetes when we throw the word sugar.
Right.
Because subconsciously, there's a connotation, you know, sugar is sweet and there's nothing harmful about sugar.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm that kind of person to say, no, I want the real term.
Right.
It should scare the hell out of me.
Yes.
What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I mean, I know diabetes run very heavy in my family, and I remember my grandmother telling my family, oh, it's just a little sugar.
Yeah.
Oh, it won't hurt. Just give me a little piece of cake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it will hurt. Almost everything we eat turns into sugar.
Right.
And
right.
I'm no expert on it. I'm not the nurse or the doctor. I'm going to turn it over to the nurse in a minute. But I do know that a lot of the foods we eat turn into sugar, which means, you know.
So the body is, Taretha, breaking down the glucose.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
You talk about that.
Bread is very high. It's your carbohydrates that actually breaks down, and I call it the bad sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And when you was mentioning about the term sugar and diabetes, usually our layman, most people know it by sugar. And I think that's why it's always said your blood sugar rather than stating it diabetes, because that's the term that they're more familiar with.
Right.
A lot of times you say diabetes to an individual and they really don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But once you say your blood sugar, then they can relate. And you're right. It's not just the white sugar that we're using. And with anything, it's moderation.
Yeah,
you know, a lot of people don't want to do diet control because they're like, then I can't eat it. But you can.
Right.
But it's in moderation.
Yeah.
Everything that you eat is in moderation.
But, you know, again, for me, it obscures the real dangers of diabetes. When we, again, go in, as you've indicated, you know, it's just a little sugar.
Right.
And again, the subconscious, on the subconscious level, it's like there's nothing harmful, but diabetes is harmful. We're talking about amputations.
Yes.
We're talking about living for the rest of your life on different types of medications.
Yeah.
So there is danger.
That's
and again, I am a proponent of eradicating that word sugar from it. I want the real medical term
for it. And you know what else, Ron? I think when people finally realize that when you have too much sugar, tell me if I'm saying this right, Taretha, but if you have too much, it's damaging so many other parts of your body.
Right, exactly.
Your nerves, and that's why people have amputations, because the nerves have been damaging your feet and it just moves throughout your body.
Yeah,
when you don't keep your glucose, your blood sugar, when you don't keep that under control, so much else is affected in your body.
That's exactly
right. And once people realize that, then you'll say, oh, no, not for me, not today. And you got to monitor that. I remember one of my doctors told me that he has people come in there, have diabetic patients come in there, and they have to report their numbers, like what was their reading this morning or before dinner or before, you know, lunch or whatever. And they will lie and say, oh, it's 100. So what they have started doing in the doctor office is they get your meter and run it themselves, and they'll see that it's 400.
Oh,
so why you need to lie?
Yeah,
it's because you want to continue to eat what you want and not exercise and not take the testing. And that, are we serious? Do you want to be around here?
Right,
if you want to be around here, you need to stop, face it, I'm going to beat this thing. I think with diabetes, you have to attack it aggressively.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not let it beat you. You can beat this thing and be around a long time.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, when you look at the metrics that gauges our health, if we were on a tier system, African Americans would be at the bottom rung of that tier. What accounts for this? What are the specifics as to why we continue to be at that bottom rung?
Go ahead, Teresa.
I feel like that we're at that bottom rung is because we don't go to the doctor. We don't. As far as for food-wise, it said that you need, like, your fruits and your vegetables. When you go to the grocery store, your fruits are very expensive.
Yeah.
So a lot of times, most people, what they do, they won't get those things that, are needed, and it's because of high cost of certain things that are needed in our diet.
Yeah, and that has always disturbed me. Why is the healthier food so much more expensive? You know, you can get a 2-liter soda for 99 cents, but if you're going, you know, tomato juice or something more healthy, you're talking about $3, $4, and $5, and that to me seems to speak to our culture as opposed to even our pocketbooks. Can we make a decision as a country that we're going to come to a point where we're going to say we're going to invest in healthier food? Because at the bottom line is we're spending a whole lot more money in keeping and maintaining health as opposed to really doing the preventative things. And the preventative things is the oatmeal in the morning.
Well, we're doing better because we got our First Lady Michelle Obama has, you know, got the program to eat right, eat smarter.
But she's been attacked for that.
And she's been attacked. Yeah. You're right. She's been attacked about it. And even in the school system, we're seeing more healthier food. Kids don't always choose them, but they're there. Carrots, you know.
The vending machines have changed.
Broccoli. You're seeing a lot more healthier choices. But I do agree with you, Ron. Like, even in inner city, you in the convenience stores are filled with the bad stuff. The stores in the neighborhoods are filled with the bad stuff. Not a lot of vegetables. So it is tough. It is tough. It's expensive. But you know what? When I think about that, my life is important to me. So if I got to cut back on this so that I can get the vegetables, I'm going to do that. That's how I feel.
Right.
You know?
And interestingly, last December, I had to do a health screening for my wife's job.
Right.
And I was at 234 pounds. And at that time, the assessment indicated that I had the health of a 51-year-old, and actually a 52-year-old. And so I had to make a concerted effort to drop the weight. Now, back in December.
And he looked good, too, ladies.
Back in December, 234 pounds. I am now today 214 pounds.
Right. Congratulations.
I mean, and listen, and I have been in martial arts for years, since I was 13 years old. And sometimes, you know, you get married and you become comfortable. You know, that fried chicken tastes so good. Oh, can you? And then my wife's macaroni and cheese.
Stop. That's my weakness there.
Yeah, it's a weakness.
Ooh, chicken and macaroni.
And macaroni. And if you throw in the yams, don't you can forget it.
What? Complete Thanksgiving meal. Coming up.
Yeah. And but you know what? I had to make a decision.
Yes.
And so a couple of months ago, I decided to do a green smoothie challenge, a 30-day green smoothie challenge.
Okay.
So every day for 30 straight days. In fact, if you walk out this room, you'll see on the fire extinguisher stand, that's my green smoothie bottle there.
Is it?
Yeah, it certainly is. And so now what I have gotten used to, my body has gotten used to drinking green smoothies. So I was doing the broccoli and the collard greens and the kale. Ooh. You know, and so I,
goodness.
So I'm telling you. Listen, I'm used to having kale and collard greens with some salt.
Kale is so good.
Some hot green, you know, some hot sauce. You throw a little turkey in there.
Stop it.
And so it was a complete change for me to, in a bottle? So, but again, I am so thankful that I was able to drop the weight. My goal is to get to 200 pounds.
Okay,
and of course, being in
doing
martial
fantastic.
Arts. So I want to start fighting in tournaments again like I used to when I was a young, you know, young cat.
All right.
But anyway, a serious question. I remember literally about 3 weeks ago, it started to wane down now, but there was this ALS ice bucket challenge. And a lot of folks, you know, on Facebook, Twitter,
it had,
you know, millions of people started participating in this. Mm-hmm. But then there were some critics who suggested, yep. well, wait a minute, in the Black community, we have diabetes and sickle cell and that's a whole right. plethora of different things. Why aren't we doing some kind yeah. of challenge? My question to you ladies is, what is the, you know, the various associations that oversee the particular health issues like mm-hmm. diabetes, mm-hmm. what are they doing to get folks excited about their health, mm-hmm. to draw attention to these right. particular problems? Any thoughts about that?
Well, I think us doing the health fair would mm-hmm. be one way, you know, that we're gonna keep pounding it in there mm-hmm. and keep telling people that this is a serious, serious disease.
Yeah, yeah.
It's serious.
And it requires a lot of attention.
It does. And it's been around for years, but something has happened that it mm-hmm. has taken over. And you have children who have diabetes. And, you know, we see the overweight problem that we have yeah. in our country. Yeah. You see it in the school system. You see it in your churches. And you wonder, what are y'all doing? Get these kids out and have them walking and yeah. playing yeah. soccer and on the volleyball team. So I think we're starting to do better mm-hmm. and just enlighten the community about how serious, you know, this disease is. Yes, I'm all for, you know, everybody learning about the other things that's out there. But diabetes is that one that's it's sneaky. Yeah. It's quiet.
Yeah, yeah.
And you just think, okay, I'm just gaining a little weight. No, you need to check on your glucose testing, and you need to be eating healthier.
Right.
We need to make lifestyle changes.
Absolutely.
And I think diabetes is the one that's going to make people say, you know what? I really need to stop. I really need to do this. Now I don't feel right. My feet are hurting. My legs are hurting. Yeah. When all of that stuff's happening in your body, something is wrong.
That's
there.
Exactly right.
So
yeah.
I just think the health there and, you know, programs like this, events like this will keep bringing people out. And if you're serious about your health, come out and check us out. We got something for everybody.
Right.
Come check this out. Come get tested. It's free.
Okay. Yeah. And the address and all the particulars about how folks could participate in the health fair.
Well, it's going to be October the 18th mm-hmm. From 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And we're going to be at the Highland Health Center. That's 609 North Highland Street. That's in Gastonia. We're going to be out there all day to if the last person leave. We're going to have something for everybody. We're going to have food. We're going to have
healthy food, right?
Healthy food.
No fried chicken, right?
No, not here. We're going to have some healthy food. We're not giving out drinks. We're giving out bottled water. Okay? So we're going to
there's not, no Moscato?
No. So we're going to try to do really healthy, and we're going to have something for everybody. If you don't have a babysitter, bring the kids. There's going to be bouncy balls for them. We're going to have the fire department, the police department. They're going to show you how to be safe in the house. We're going to focus on every part of your life. Smoke detectors, talk about that. Something
dental
for everybody.
Care.
Huh?
Dental.
The dental fair is going to be there. We've got a sorority sister who's going to teach us Zumba.
Oh, Zumba.
Zumba.
You're going to do Zumba?
I do it every year.
Okay.
Yes. I don't mind Zumba.
Well,
I'm going to do some Zumbin.
Well, all right.
and it's a very quick exercise.
Absolutely.
Because all you got to do is start small. Just do a little small, just a little bit of exercise.
Yeah.
So we got a Zumba expert coming. We just got something for everybody.
And we have about 30 seconds left. And
that's
this is
all?
Yes. It went kind of quick,
it
right?
did.
But this is a free event.
It is free.
Absolutely
free. The only thing that we require you bring your Medicaid card or a insurance card.
Yes, is our flu shots. Mm-hmm. We will be giving flu shots out that day.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have Medicaid, Blue Cross, Blue Shields, whatever insurance card that you have. Otherwise, I think it's around $35 if you want to pay.
And I would strongly urge our listeners to go out, get checked for whatever the issue is. Get checked. It's very important. Ladies, I want to thank you again for coming on and talking about these very important issues.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Ron.
It has been a pleasure. Can we get another shout out to the Gastonia Deltas? What's up, Saras?
All right, Saras.
I feel like I need a screech or something.
Don't do it, Ron.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'll wrap up the show. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland on Praise 100.9 and 92.7, Charlotte's Inspiration Station. And welcome back. I want to again thank Marilyn Green, president of the Gastonia Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, and nurse RN and teacher Teretha Jones for sharing important information about diabetes and other illnesses impacting our community. Again, the free health fair and screening sponsored by the Gastonia Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta is October 18th at the Highland Health Center, 609 North Highland Street in Gastonia. This is Ron Holland. If you have any comments on today's show, please send me an email, ronholland@radio-1.com or ronholland25@yahoo.com. I also invite you to visit my blog for some insightful and provocative commentary, www.ronhollands.blogspot.com. Today's show is also available on our Praise Charlotte website as well as our Old School 105.3 website. Thank you so much for tuning into this week's Community Voices. I'm Ron Holland. We'll talk with you next week.